when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning. Good afternoon, good evening, wherever you people are in the world, you're listening to Blood River Radio. All you people out there are wonderful, beloved Blood River Radio audience. That's right, you're listening to Blood River Radio. We're the only radio station I know of the United States whose sole purposes were dedicated to reversing, fighting against global white genocide. Our poster child for hardcore global white genocide is South Africa, although, you know what, people, like we said recently, our focus is having to shift a lot more to the United States because we have entered a Luciferian, Bolshevik, communist, Jewish takeover. And tonight's theme of the show is going to be solutions. We're going to talk about solutions. And also the theme is, if not us, who will? I borrowed that little theme from this 21-year-old Cornelia Mueller in South Africa. That's their theme over there. Her great-great-grandpappy fought on the banks of Blood River, and that was their theme. But tonight, people, it is January the 30th, in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2020. Jesus Christ, the only name under the heaven which man can be saved. Tonight, people, I'm going to cut this first hour a little bit short because when you have a man who I greatly admire, his time is extremely limited. He's extremely busy. So what we're going to do, we're going to make most of the announcements on the second hour, including we're going to honor all of our patrons who've been supporting us on the second hour, because this hour is really valuable. How are you doing tonight, General Hill?
I'm doing fine, sir. Always good to be on with you.
It's always great to have you. And I should have said General Michael Hill, the League of the South. I think everybody in the Western Hemisphere, especially people that listen to this radio show, knows you. But tonight we're going to talk about...
I'm not sure about that.
I'll tell you, some people you'd rather don't know you, huh, General? But people, tonight, like we said, the theme for tonight's show is solutions. If not us, who will? We're going to discuss the recent communist Luciferian takeover, and we're going to give solutions. We're going to talk about... Matter of fact, this is going to be the first of the first installment of a series that Blood River Radio is going to do. We're doing a practical series. We all bitch and moan about the problems every show. Everybody does that, but we've had to put forth some solutions. Tonight, Dr. Hill is going to come on, and he's going to help us with the first installment. How do you survive? The big question, how do you survive in a communist dictatorial state, a state of complete, where you could, like George Orwell said, a state where if you picture a black jackboot on the face of humanity, that's what we're getting ready to go into. But before we go into that, General Hill, he is always, every time General Hill comes on the show, he always says the prayer for us because, he's our leader, he's mine, and God bless him. I can't thank him enough for being on. But go ahead, General Hill, go ahead and say the prayer, sir, if you will.
All right, let's pray to the Lord here. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this radio show, and we thank you for the opportunity to get the truth spoken and out to our people. And we pray that it will be received and their ears and eyes will be opened to the problems that face us. And those problems, as you know, Father, are many. I pray that you'll give us wisdom and courage and skill to handle these problems, to find solutions to them. I pray that you will protect us from harm from these people. They are indeed the devil's children. And we pray that you will guard and protect us in our work and everything that we do. And Lord, I pray that in the end you will give us victory, and I know that you will. And I pray this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Dr. Hill, I just have chills every time you pray because I can just feel the sincerity coming through your voice, my brother. I know when we were in the second time I saw General Hill was when we were at Charlottesville, and that fateful day of 8/12/17, right before we were getting ready to move, going to face the devil's children at Lee Park. Dr. Hill, before we made one move out of that compound up there in Virginia, Dr. Hill said a prayer, led us with a prayer, and by God, it worked because we're all here to tell the tale. You know, we're getting ready to do this show, like I was telling you about. People, it's going to be a practical show. And so to start off with, Dr. Hill and I have agreed to run this clip. One of the problems we're facing is a massive surveillance state, and they're kicking it up. Even some of our Congress critters are worried about the surveillance state. So Sam is getting ready to roll a clip for us. It's from a very respected Congress critter, and she even herself is worried about, and she's a Democrat, but she's worried about the surveillance state. Go ahead, Mr. Sam. Roll that clip when you can, brother.
Former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii, Democrat, joins us now. Congresswoman, great to see you. I know you've just been out of the job for a week or two. Are you surprised they're pushing forward with this extra surveillance on would-be domestic terror?
It's so dangerous. You know, as you guys have been talking about, this is an issue that all Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Libertarians should be extremely concerned about, especially because we don't have to guess about where this goes or how this ends. When you have people like former CIA Director John Brennan openly talking about how he's spoken with or heard from appointees and nominees in the Biden administration who are already starting to look across our country for these types of movements similar to the insurgencies they've seen overseas, that in his words, he says, make up this unholy alliance of religious extremists, racists, bigots. He lists a few others and adds at the end, even libertarians. So when you look at their process and they start looking at, okay, what characteristics are we looking for as we're building this profile of a potential extremist, what are we talking about? Religious extremists? Are we talking about Christians, evangelical Christians? What is a religious extremist? Is it somebody who's pro-life? I mean, where do you take this? You start looking at, okay, well, obviously you have to be a white person, obviously. Likely male, libertarians, well, if anybody who loves freedom, liberty, maybe has an American flag outside their house, or people who, you know, attended a Trump rally. Once you start walking this down the path, you see where it leads to a very dangerous undermining of our civil liberties, mm-hmm. our freedoms in our Constitution, and a targeting of almost half of the country.
Ewan Omar says this. We already have laws on the books, sorry, but you are just going to have to learn to apply them. The other thing I thought was interesting, Congresswoman, I don't see any FBI demanding more tools. They feel they got the tools. These are congressional leaders or members who feel as though they're so freaked out by Trump supporters, they still can't understand why anyone would support him. They want to get to the bottom of it. And do you think the whole deprogramming of Trump supporters, this new buzzword among detractors and Democrats, has anything to do with this?
I think it does very directly. I think just on the FBI front, I read a great op-ed this morning from a former FBI agent who made a very strong case for why this new domestic terror law introduced by Adam Schiff is wrong and is directly going to undermine our constitutional rights and freedoms. This whole effort, whether you're talking about this bill or people saying that we have to deprogram these Trump cultists and people who voted for Trump because they've been radicalized, all of this just goes to further mm-hmm. tear our country apart. And it moves towards the thing Joe Biden said in his inauguration speech that he shouldn't happen, which is a dehumanization of your opponent. And that's where his voice is so necessary right now. He is the president of this country. He delivered this speech, his voice, himself, speaking to the American people. He needs to denounce people like John Brennan and their statements, bills like the one Adam Schiff put forward, and truly speak to the American people about how we must come together around, you know, the Constitution, around our Bill of Rights, around these rights that have been endowed to us by our Creator.
If he had your leadership ability, he would do it. Maybe he still will. That's why she ran for president. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian.
Well, Blood River Radio family, I think that clip says a lot. It was a relatively long clip, but it said a whole lot in this short amount of time, didn't it, Dr. Hill?
Yeah, when you have a former Democratic Congresswoman like that coming out and recognizing this problem, you know that the problem has run pretty deep. And I think one of the good things about this is a lot of what we call normies, you know, people out basically who don't keep up very well with what's going on, are beginning to see that a lot's going on, that a lot's wrong in this country. And what's happened, and you and I have spent many, many hours going over what the problem is here, and we know what it is. The communist revolution has taken place in this country, and it's backed and financed by the Jews, just like it was 100 years ago in Tsarist Russia. And that's the problem. Now, the question is, how do we deal with it? And I think you wanted some solutions, sir. And I'll start from the inside out here. Everybody out there who fashions themselves as a warrior for their people, you need to get in shape. You need to get yourself in physical shape. You need to get yourself in mental, emotional, and spiritual shape to fight this battle, to fight this war, because that's exactly what it is and what it's going to be until...
Hold that thought, Dr. Hill. We've got to go to a quick break. We're going right back to Dr. Hill as soon as this break's over. I can't wait to listen to some of his solutions. Be right back, people.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Well, people, thank you so much for holding on. We just had to switch mics right quick, like, as you know, we always have a few problems here, but nothing with me and Sam can't fix it, Sam and I mainly. But anyway, we're going to go right back to Dr. Hill. If my voice is kind of cutting out, don't worry about it. Who we want to hear tonight is Dr. Hill. Go ahead, Dr. Hill. You were talking about the solutions getting in shape. I don't want to interrupt you for one single minute.
Everybody needs to get themselves in the best physical shape they can get themselves in. And also they need to work on getting themselves, getting their minds right. In this, because it's going to be a struggle. It's going to be probably a life and death struggle for our people and civilization. I mean, I don't want to be hyperbolic about this, but I do think that this is going to be a telling battle, and whether or not we'll survive, and I believe we will, it depends on what we do right now. I think the die is cast. I think everybody is beginning to see how the two sides are aligned and how the battle's going to be fought. And, you know, when you get yourself in good physical shape, that's a fundamental thing. Get your household in shape. You know, always make sure that you have enough food and other things that you need for at least a period of a few weeks to a few months, because there are going to be some dislocations. Get your friends close. If you don't have friends, make them. Be a leader in your community. I've gone around all over my little rural community here in around Killen, Alabama, and I've started making friends with people. I go to gun shops and barber shops and places I can talk with guys, and I introduce myself and say, hey, you know, I'm my family helped found this area over 200 years ago. I've been here for almost two decades. I just want to introduce myself. And some people know about the league and some don't. But I've been trying to put together a group of people here in my immediate area, because when and if they come to our towns, small towns, and I say if, it's probably going to be when Antifa or Black Lives Matter or whoever shows up, it's not going to be good if they come targeting you because you're a leader and you don't have any help. Learn the people in your local area who think like you do. In other words, learn your area of operation, who's a friend, who's an enemy. Study it, know where all your resources are, in whose hands they are, what you need, where it is. And, you know, obviously you need skills. If you don't know how to shoot and you're a man, I'm damned ashamed of you. I'm ashamed you're listening. But look, there's no time like the present to remedy that. Buy you some weapons. And as I've said before, if you're a man and, you know, over 21 years old and you've got a PlayStation, but you don't have a battle rifle, then remedy that. A man has a battle rifle, not a PlayStation. Learn to shoot, learn to defend yourself, learn what your rights are, and stand for them. And don't obey any unconstitutional or immoral dictates from the state. I mean, they've got legislation lined up to outlaw gun ownership, to register your guns, to register your ammo, to make certain types of weapons and ammo illegal, to make dissent illegal, to squelch your First Amendment rights to free speech and to public assembly. Do these things. You know, if you say, well, I'm afraid to put myself out there because they'll notice me, they're going to notice you anyway. And a right unexercised is a right lost. And if you're afraid to exercise your rights because they might notice you, then you're already a slave. Be bold. That's another thing that these people thrive on, is your fear and your timidity. You don't want to be timid in the face of this aggression. You don't want to be fearful in the face of these people who would destroy you, because that pretty much guarantees your destruction. Be bold. Be courageous. That's what they don't expect from our people. And be organized. That's why I said learn the people in your area. Obviously, you know, I'm the president, chief of the league, and we've been around for over a quarter of a century, and we have some organization, and we're trying to get more. But you don't necessarily have to be a league member to organize locally. Get your people together. Protect your community, because they are coming for your community. They will. They'll do. They'll pass legislation to, you know, to send Somalians by the hundreds into your little community. You need to resist things like this. Don't just let it happen. Don't accept it as a fait accompli. None of this is inevitable if you fight back. And you really need, and I've talked about this on your show before, so much of this is psychological, Eddie. You need to get a warrior mindset about you. And you, obviously, Amen. you can't do that if you're a slob. You know, that's why I say get yourself in shape. When you look like a warrior and feel like a warrior, you'll be a warrior. And that is what the enemy dreads worse than anything else, is a bunch of white warriors out here who say, nah, you're not doing this to me. You're not doing this to my family. You're not doing it to my friends and my community. I'm going to stand up and do whatever is necessary to stop you. And there are a lot more of us than there are of them. All we need is the determination to do the things that we need to do, and I've outlined a few of them here in a general sense, and then we need to get together and produce an organized front to face these people down. If not, they'll pick us off one by one. We need to let them know that there's going to be a cost involved in coming after us, and that we're going to defend ourselves. We're going to defend our families, our communities, our rights and liberties. If it costs us our blood, or if it costs them their blood. Now, this is how free men live. Free men don't tiptoe around these issues. They don't play like, well, you know, I can't do this because it's illegal. What these people are doing is illegal from the get-go. And you can't play their game. You can't abide by their illicit laws and regulations if they're not going to play that game as well. And if they simply trash the Constitution and any other laws that are designed to protect us, then we have no choice but to say these people are lawless. They do not deserve to be treated as anything other than usurpers and outlaws. And that's what they are, I'm convinced more than half the people who voted in this election voted for Donald Trump, and they are going to be the ones that this Democratic congresswoman that started our show tonight is talking about making, being called domestic terrorists. These are common people, average people, hardworking, productive people who voted for Donald Trump, who attended some of his rallies, who may have attended the big rally in D.C. back on the 6th of this month. Now they're being called domestic terrorists, and some of them are being rounded up and given just these draconian prison sentences while, FBI attorneys, who lie and cheat and steal, people who run crooked markets on Wall Street, all these people get by with a slap on the wrist or nothing at all. So we see that there are basically two sets of rules and laws in play here. And what we need to let these people know is we're not playing this game. We are absolutely not going to play this game. If they come to get an innocent man, we need to stop them from doing it. And that is the way you defeat these people. You don't just let them come and take innocent people away where they never heard from again. You exact a price for them doing that. And that's how we're going to have to play this game, is we're not going to we're going to have to watch each other's backs and make sure that these kinds of things don't happen to us. And if they do, we just need to draw that line in the sand and say, you're not coming over this. You know, you're going to get resistance, and you're going to get resistance just like our ancestors gave you in the past. And that's what we're going to have to do, sir, is just go back and emulate our honorable ancestors, because the liberty that we enjoy today as a blessing from God has never been free. And if we expect it to be free, then we'll lose it. We are called upon to fight for these things just like our ancestors have been in the past. We don't have an exemption. because we happen to live in the United States in 2021. We are part of history, and we need to act like it.
Dr. Hill, we'll be right back. People, will be right back, and we'll talk about one of the greatest speeches I've ever heard since we've been on Blood River Radio. Be right back in just a second, people. I can't wait to get back to the fight. Hang on.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden says he's willing to move his $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, regardless of whether Republicans support it or not.
I support passing COVID relief with support from Republicans if we can get it, but the COVID relief has to pass. There's no ifs, ands, or buts.
Republican lawmakers are saying the price tag is just too high. They also think it's an end run on bailing out cash-strapped state and local governments. If you ride some form of public transportation, the CDC has now put out a requirement that you have to wear a mask. The sweeping order covers most types of transportation, including airplanes, buses, taxis, and ride shares. You also have to wear the mask at the transportation hub. The CDC stopped short of making it a federal violation to not wear a mask. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
The FBI announced that two bombs found near the Democratic and Republican Party headquarters were placed there the day before the attack on the U.S. Capitol. The agency's Washington, D.C. field office also increased the reward that it's offering for information leading to the conviction of those responsible for the pipe bombs from $75,000 to $100,000. Law enforcement discovered the bombs hidden near the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee and the Republican National Committee during the insurrection on the nearby U.S. Capitol. A suspect or suspects placed the pipe bombs at the buildings between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. on January 5th. The FBI released images and a video of a hooded suspect carrying a backpack. Capitol Police Hazardous Materials Response Team determined that both devices were in fact hazardous and could create great harm to public safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Radio family, you know what? I think we're Sam's telling us that we're having a few communications getting out. We're having a little trouble getting out. I hope you can hear me. I especially hope you can hear Dr. Hill. He's giving a tremendous lesson tonight. I asked this man, dear man, to come on the show this week to start off, to kick off our series on how do we survive in a Luciferian, Bushevik, communist, Jewish takeover. And he is doing a bang-up job. I'm hoping and praying that you can hear it. I really do, people. But here's what Dr. Hill kind of basically said. Dr. Hill said, I'm going to be brief just in case I'm not going out. Dr. Hill said, you need to be a leader. You need to go out in your community and organize people. Organize your friends. If you don't have friends, make some friends, he said. And that's true. You need to get food. You need to get arms. And I see a caller just text in and said he that I'm going out. Okay, I'm sending that for Sam will know too. And in some cases, you need to be ready to what we call in the Army to everything's going out cool. That's good news. Thank you, Sam. Thank you so much. I know the enemy is attacking us all the time because I tell you what, people, you're not going to hear this kind of what we're putting out tonight on this show. If you hear another show putting out lessons like this, please let me know because I'd like to know who the hell they are. And I'd like to make friends with them. You need to be ready to bug out, like we said in the Army. When things get hot, you need to go to another area of operations. You need to develop some type of communication system because you can bet both gonads that they're going to shut down the internet. They're going to shut down cell phone towers. You need to get some type of communications ahead of time. And you need to make these suckers guard every bridge. Make them guard every railroad track. Make them guard every police station. You know what? You need to know that you cannot hide. I'm repeating pretty much paraphrase what Dr. Hill said. I have friends that pay more taxes, payroll taxes, than I make. And they think they can hide. You cannot hide. I beg them. Support this show. Help us. Help us organize. You cannot hide from these people. They hate you. We said on this show 1,000 times, and I first borrowed the phrase from Dr. Hill. First, they're coming after the linen. Well, they've already done that. They've got our flags. Then they're coming after the stone. They've already done that. They're destroying our statues. It's just at whim with no retribution whatsoever. You know what we have to do? When it hits, and it's going to hit the fan, like Dr. Hill said, you cannot be a coward. You cannot hide from them. You have to be vicious and savage. We have to excel them. We have to exceed their viciousness. We have to exceed their barbarity. We have to, like Dr. Hill said, we have to make it so damn painful and so costly that they'll wish like hell they had never heard of any of us. And we need to, and with at least the red Chinese on us, just like General Chesty Porter said, if they send these millions of Chinese in us, well, then, by God, we won't have to hunt them down. That'll make our work easy. We'll attack them in every single direction. But that's for sure. And I tell you what, to paraphrase what little Cornelia, the 21-year-old Cornelia Mueller said in South Africa, our people need to wake up to reality. This is not a dream we're talking about. I mean, you know what? Genocide is on our doorstep, Dr. Hill.
I think it's already in the house, Eddie. And, you know, you can't hide from these people. You're absolutely right. I mean, they'll eventually find you. I gave up trying to hide from them a long time ago. Never tried to in the first place. This is the time to be bold. This is the time to face these people down. Yeah, they have a lot of resources, but they are vulnerable. As I said, there are more of us than there are of them. They may have the levers of power, as it were, in their hands right now, and I think they have them illegitimately, by the way. But nonetheless, they can do some destruction with those things. But I'm telling you this. They are counting more than anything else on our fear to paralyze us. If we refuse to be paralyzed, if we refuse to be fearful in the face of this tyranny, we can defeat it. But if we let it paralyze us with fear, and we won't get up and publicly be leaders, because in a situation early on like this, and it is early on, these people have just ascended to power. I don't know how long they'll be successful in staying there, but this is the time when leaders need to come forth. And I know we have a lot of leaders out there, at least potential leaders, in every little community, not just across the South, but across all of America, particularly in what's called flower country, out here, the people who voted for Trump, I guess. It's really clear to me what has happened here. I've been predicting this. I'm not trying to build myself up or anything, but I've had the opportunity to think about these things and look at them for a long time now. And it was not hard for me to see what was coming, and it's finally here. And it's not a surprise to me, but I know it is to a lot of people when they wake up and they realize who's occupying their nation, or, you know, what used to be their nation's capital, is this communist regime. You know, it just startled them into inactivity. I mean, they're just so paralyzed in disbelief they can't move. We need to go to these people and say, yes, this is real, but it can be beaten. And the way it can be beaten is starting locally to do all these things that I mentioned earlier, from yourself to your own household, to your community, to your county, to your state. And don't forget the states. The states are really the legal bulwarks that we have against this. The Southerners have realized that a long time. We've always been states' rights people. We need to go to our state governments and say, look, interpose yourself between us and this tyrannical communist regime in D.C. and nullify the illegal and unconstitutional and immoral things that they will try to do to us. Stand up for us, and if you can get the states to do that, and we need to put our state and local governments in the hands of people who think like this, first of all, and I know that that's a big task, but we can do it. We can absolutely do that. And I think that's where we start politically, but there's a lot that you can do in this situation that's not political. We've just seen the failings of politics because we had a fraudulent election, and probably we'll see a lot of other fraudulent elections on the national level before this is over. But don't think that that's the only place you can fight these people. Fight these people locally. Fight these people on the state level, and we can win there. And these people are going to have to come out into the countryside. They're going to have to come to the suburbs, the small towns, in order to do their mischief. They can't just sit in Washington, D.C. and dictate and have all this happen. If you have a people who say, no, we're not playing this game, they're going to have to come out into the countryside. And that's where we need to say, nah, this is where it stops. You know, this is where we draw the line. You're not coming and taking over our counties, our cities, our states. These belong to us. And Eddie, this is a matter of psychological preparation more than anything. As I said, you make yourself into a warrior, and you find other warriors, and all of a sudden the enemy realizes he's got a fight on his hands. These people are not ready for that. They think that we're going to take this lying down, just like a lot of things that we have taken. But I think once people start to realize the gravity of this situation, the magnitude of it, they're going to say, this is not like anything else I've ever seen, and this may be the hill on which we have to fight.
Amen. Dr. Hill, I tell you what, this is one of the greatest shows we've had. So I tell you what, as far as practicality, practical advice, trying to wake people up, and I'll go back and repeat myself one more time. One of the biggest hurdles that we have to come over, that will overcome our people, is to get the, especially the millennials, the people that are working, have a halfway decent job, having a pretty nice life. We have to make them wake up to reality. Once again, to paraphrase Miss Cornelia Mueller in South Africa, we have to make them realize just how bad it is already. I mean, they've already wrecked, I've heard, 40% of the mom-and-pop businesses in the United States of America. You know, Miss Cornelia, along with Simon Roach, said that you can still go to South Africa to this day, and it's horrible there, and you'll still see people that say, well, it's not that bad. We think we're going to turn it around, you know, with the next election, you know. I'd like to say, tell people, you got to wake up. Try to get your people to wake up. You know what? If they hadn't been waking up, a lot of them are not going to be able to be waking up because they're cowards. But if you go into Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon, and Minneapolis, St. Paul, and people, I hear the music coming, we got to take a quick break. If that doesn't wake them up, you're going to have to give up on some of these people. We're going to roll right back. We're going to continue on where we are right after this quick break, people. Hold on.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Blood River Radio family, dear precious Blood River Radio family, you're listening to Blood River Radio. This is January the 30th, in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ 2020, and you're listening to the one and only, a very, very rare man of courage nowadays. You just cannot find men like this man, Dr. Michael Hill, the founder. He's the head honcho of the League of the South. He's the, my poor little brain, brain damage and stuff. I forget terms and stuff. But anyway, he's the director, I believe is the name of it. But anyway, he's our general. He's who the hell we follow. He's one of the few people standing, one of the few organizations left. In fact, it's the only combative militant organization I know that's left. You know, people, like I was talking to a supporter just today from up north, way north of the Mason-Dixon line. I told him, you know, I enjoy listening to intellectuals as much as anybody else, to Jared Taylor's The World and the Kevin McDonald's and people like that. But those days are gone. You know, we can still it's entertainment, you know, to have a lecture on, you know, the white people came out of the Caucasus Mountains of what's the steppes of Russia now. They went into the Western Europe. Those days are gone. I mean, with those days, those people are still there. We need to respect them. But Dr. Hill said, we got to have warriors now, people. That kind of rhetoric, sitting around and talking about stuff like that, that's not going to help you. It's like Dr. Hill said, you need to be a leader. You need to make friends if you don't have any. You need to get food, water, ammunition, and you have to get in shape. General Douglas MacArthur said that an army that was physically in condition, out of condition, was totally useless. He's totally right. When you got people like Bernie Sanders, his chief of staff, talking about genociding 73 million people here in the United States, when you got Black Lives Matter being put up for a Nobel Peace Prize, I mean, how insane can you get? But you know, also, and before I go back to Dr. Hill, he's saying what Dr. Hill's saying was been said not quite as graphic, but Alexander Solzhenitsyn, y'all have heard me play it on almost every show. I'm not going to read it now, but I'll just paraphrase it. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, who witnessed the gulags, and he admitted he didn't lift a finger, his buddies didn't lift a finger, but he said if before they went to the gulag, when they arrested a quarter of the people, I think St. Petersburg, if they would have just got in the hallways of their apartments, three or four, five or six men with hatchets, hammers, screwdrivers, meat cleavers, butcher knives, anything they could get. And when these clowns coming in to try to arrest them, if they'd have paid a dear price, the meat grinder machine would have been shut down pronto, quickly. So that's what we have to do. We have to realize we have an illegitimate government. It's not a government. We have a group of Jewish, Chinese-backed cabal, a criminal cabal in that Sodom and Gomorrah on the Potomac up there, Sodom on the Potomac. And, you know, they don't recognize us. They're not supporting us. We need to, in every single way we can, every little way you can, to defy them, you know, because, and once again, I would just like to say, before I go back to Dr. Hill, you cannot hide people. You're not going to be able to hide. I'm talking to some of my friends out there that are rich. Your money, I'll repeat this 1,000 times, you cannot hide. You can't buy your way out of this. They're going to come after you and your rich house and your money before they fool with little people like me. But back to you, Dr. Hill.
Well, you know, I'm really optimistic because this regime, I think, is a paper tiger, as they say. And this is the reason why I say that. The one thing that they give off, project, more than anything else to me is fear. Why do they have to put a fence around the governing buildings in Washington, D.C.?
That's right.
Why do they have to have... what they have 25,000-30,000 troops for the inauguration, as it were, and they're going to keep a presence there in Washington D.C. It's an armed camp, and it's to keep the people out, which means, very simply, this regime does not think that it's legitimate in the eyes of the people, and I can tell you that it's not legitimate in the eyes of the people, and they know it. And they know, we know, that they're not legitimate. And when you're not legitimate, you have to put up walls and fences and put troops around your governing buildings to keep the people that you're supposed to be working for out. That means that you're afraid of them. And they are afraid of us. And that is exactly what we need to cultivate. And the way you cultivate that in your enemy is by having boldness. You look them straight in the eye and you let them know, I'm not afraid of you. I know that you can do things, but so can I. And we are more than you. We outnumber you. We're all over the place. And you, even though you have this surveillance state, you can't keep up with all of us. And you don't know when you put your head on your pillow at night where we might be.
You got that right. You absolutely got that right, Dr. Hill. You said something that just amazes me. My wife was just telling me just today, we already know that they're putting fences around D.C., but she said they want to put this huge, this thick, impenetrable fence around the White House now. They're putting fences all around all parts of Washington, D.C. I mean, we can't have a fence on the Mexican border to keep out these marauding non-whites coming out of our country, but we can fence in, you know, Washington, D.C. I think it's funny. I think they're building their own little private prison, Dr. Hill, but that's right.
They are. Fear does to you. That's what fear does to you, Eddie. It makes you run. It makes you run to places like this and fence yourself in, and that fence becomes your prison.
You know, I may be treading on thin ice here, but I'm going to repeat what General Nick Glostovic said in the Soviet Union. We need to refuse to be arrested by these clowns. There's a hell of a lot more of us than there is FBI. There's a hell of a lot more of us than there in the CIA. When they come to arrest you on some kind of a bogus charge, if we do, like Dr. Hill and I have Dr. Hill said tonight, you get your friends, get organized, get in shape. They got firearms. We got firearms. You know what? You say you're coming to arrest us because we've exercised our right, our God-given right. It was a God-given right 1,000 years before it became the First Amendment. You're going to try to come arrest us for something like that? Well, you know what, Hoss? You got guns. We got guns. Is it worth your $40,000, $50,000 a check? Is it worth that to go home? You want your wife an orphan? You want some other jackleg sleeping in your bed with your wife while you're in the graveyard? You want to make your wife, your kids orphans? Well, how much is it worth for you to work for an illegitimate criminal cabal? And don't tell me it's your stinking job. Just like in Cool Hand Luke when they were dumping all over Paul Newman. And they said, well, it's a job. We're just doing our job. That ain't no excuse. If you're working for Satan and that's who's running Washington, D.C., it ain't no excuse. We're going to have to refuse to go along with this illegitimate government. We cannot let them come in our homes and arrest us and kill our dogs like they do. You know, they'll stomp on your animals coming in, breaking your door down, and abuse your children. I mean, they're doing it already. They've done all we have to do, as Dr. Hill, all we have to do to see what's coming is to look at history. You know, like I think it was Patrick Henry said that he knew of no better a better lamp to guide his path into the future than the past. Look at what happened in the Soviet Union. Look what happens when these atheists, Lucifer, Satan-worshipping Jews get a hold of white people. The doctor, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, said they killed 66 million white Christians in the Soviet Union. That's what's coming. Are you just going to sit there and be timid? Would you rather go ahead and die in a hail of gunfire to try to resist this crap? Or would you rather go to a torture camp and be tortured to death 2 or 3 years weeks at a time, maybe a month? Would you like to be in there and watch what your wives and daughters raped in front of your eyes and these people clowns laugh at you? Or would you rather stand up and fight like a man and, by God, win some freedom? Am I right or wrong, Dr. Hill?
You're absolutely right about that. And that kind of leads me into my last point, which I think may be one of the most important. These people are so few in number, really, compared to everyone else out here in flower country, that they depend on us to do the jobs that they are too good to do themselves. Who drives them around? Who guards them? Who feeds them? Who does all of the mundane little things to make their lives run smoothly where they can be the tyrants that they are? It's people like us. We need to remember simply to refuse to work for these people. Yeah, you may have to quit your job, but why would you want to work for Satan anyway? Oh, yeah, you might say, well, it's a good paycheck. Well, listen, when it all comes down to the end and you are standing there and before your God and you have to say, well, yeah, I spent my life working for your enemies, but please have mercy on me. This is the time for good people, good Christian people, to say, I will no longer work in service of this regime, because this regime is illegitimate, because first and foremost, it is ungodly, it is unconstitutional, and it is something that I will not support. If we get enough people to do that, these people will have no eyes, no ears. These tyrants will have no eyes or ears, they'll have no arms or legs, hands or feet, because they depend on us, the common people out here, from cops to cooks, you know, from you know, chauffeurs to you know, people who wait on them in the restaurants they go to. Refuse them. Say, no, I'm not working for you anymore. If you withdraw that, they become helpless. In other words, withdraw your consent.
Absolutely, absolutely, Dr. Hill. Most of the power that these Satanists have over our people is because our people give them that. They allow, like, wearing these masks everywhere we go. Business is shutting down,
right?
Because some health department says, we're going to shut you down. Who the hell elected the health department? Who died and left them God? Tell them to go to hell. I'm going to open my business. I'm going to give my haircuts. I'm going to serve my people, and I'm not going to shut down and if you come and try to shut my business down, they're going to be hell to pay. But you know what? Like you're almost out of time, Dr. Hill. But I'll tell you what, you have hit on all cylinders tonight, Dr. Hill. And I'd like to remind people, this has been the first of a series, a fire-breathing series. We're going to have General Nick Lastovic on next week with Gene Andrews, and we're going to further talking about this. But I don't see how it's going to be hard-pressed to beat this. But Dr. Hill, would you like to close any parting shots, my brother, before we
run
out of time?
I would just like to tell everybody out there, live your life like a free man and woman, because that's what you are, and that's what you will be if you do that. If you cower in fear before these people, you'll be a slave or you'll be dead. So you really don't have much of a choice. Prepare yourselves physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally to be a warrior and live like a free man or woman
And if you die, you will die honorably, and you will die for a good cause. If you win, you win everything.
Yes, and you're going to die sooner or later anyway. Would you rather die in a concentration camp, starving to death, being tortured to death, or would you rather die on your legs fighting like a Christian man? Thank you so much, Dr. Hill, for coming on tonight. Thank you so very so much. We'll see you again at least the first of March. First Saturday of every month is the League of the South. Thank you so much, Dr. Hill. People, hold on. It's going to be second hour. Yes, sir, Dr. Hill. People, we're going to transition to the second hour now. It's going to be me and Lee Cochran. Lee Cochran's got a lot of updates for us, and we're going to play a nice clip on the when we start the second hour too. Be right back, folks. Go get some coffee.